A Book to Treasure by Patty Nash. While helping to plan this year's Bayview Chapter lasagna dinner, my thoughts went back to last year, and what a wonderful time I had, and how it made the whole ensuing year happier. Read on. At last year's dinner, my excitement mounted as the prizes were called out, and, as everyone knows, there is always one that you just feel like it has your name on it. And so it was with me when I heard, "We have a cookbook here, in either Braille or large print, the 20th anniversary SBCB cookbook." I didn't win it, but to my delight and joy, I received a call from Kathy Skiver saying she had a surprise for me, that a Braille copy was available, and that it was mine. The Braille edition has a pleasing compact size. There is a beautiful tactile design on the cover, and the title is also displayed in large, embossed print. It is a wonderful collection of recipes, a book to page 48. Rival any PTA or church cookbook. There are touching reminiscences and stories about the recipes and information about SBCB and its formation. Reading this cookbook is so pleasant, nostalgic, and thrilling. It's like going to a family reunion or a big picnic of friends where you feel at home. And you know these recipes are well loved and tried and true. Read it, you'll get hungry and want to try them all. The Braille edition is in two volumes containing appetizers, beverages, breads, desserts, meat, and poultry, salads, side and main dishes, and president's picks. Each section is introduced with a page containing only its name embossed in large print, like the sign to a new neighborhood, city, or world. While reading the book, I received the answer to a question that had been bothering me for a very long time. Like Bev Grainya Clifford, I spent my childhood in Michigan. One of my dad's and my favorites was my mom's recipe for navy bean soup. It was thick, and the beans were mushy, but I could never get the right consistency when using the navy beans here in California. They just would not cook down. From Bev, in her recipe for the Grainya beans, her way, I learned that you ask for small white beans, not navy beans, and with them you will achieve the result you want, the same consistency you get using Michigan navy beans. This book would make an excellent gift. So if your curiosity is piqued, and you'd like to procure this book, contact the Silicon Valley chapter. Note from SBCB, our cookbook is still available on CD-ROM and 4-track cassette tape. The CD-ROM contains versions of the cookbook in text, Braille, HTML, and audio DAISY formats. The large print and Braille editions are currently out of print, but if, page 49, you are interested in purchasing either of these two formats, please check on availability, as we have a very limited supply remaining. All formats are $10 each, and will be shipped free matter. If you are not eligible to receive mail as free matter for the blind or wish the cookbook to be shipped another way, please contact SBC before shipping charges. You may leave the message for our fundraising chair at 888-652-5333, or send email to fund.raising@sbcb.cc. Checks or money orders for the CD-ROM or cassette editions should be made payable to SBCB and be mailed to Silicon Valley Council of the Blind, P.O. Box 493, Mountain View, California 94042.